This BBC podcast is supported by ads outside the UK.
Warum nur an der Oberfläche kratzen? Bei einem Atemwegsinfekt ganz dünnes Eis.
Wenn Erkältungsviren auf die Bronchien schlagen, packt Umkaluabo den Infekt mit der Wurzel. Denn es lindert nicht nur die Symptome, sondern bekämpft auch die Erreger.
Umkaluabo.
Unaussprechlich, aber ausgesprochen gut.
Zu Risiken und Nebenwirkungen lesen Sie die Packungsbeilage und fragen Sie Ihre Ärztin, Ihren Arzt oder in Ihrer Apotheke.
BBC Sounds. Music, Radio, Podcasts.
You're listening to Tuesday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
I could drop you back first, Mom.
No, happy to respond. We were the closest car available when the call came in, after all.
And we thought it was a quick visit to the prisoner. I'll get you back to the station as soon as I can.
No, it's fine. You're a police officer, not a taxi service.
True. I don't suppose you do many routine call-outs these days.
Do you think I've forgotten how?
No, Mom, I didn't mean to...
I'm joking.
Oh, it's not far now.
This is a miserable part of town.
Yeah, you get a lot of domestics. Makes me glad we live in Ambridge.
Is everything good with you, Sergeant? You've not found being back full-time too challenging?
Well, I'm feeling fine, Mum.
Good, good. You seem lighter.
Even after all that Christmas pudding?
I mean in spirit.
Yeah, I know, yeah. No, I am. Yeah. Oh, it's just around the next corner.
Right, number 47, top flat, reports of breach of the peace from downstairs neighbour. Who's sick of it?
Yeah, I've been to that address before. Oh. I think they have a child, a little girl.
Yelling and shouting, no report of violence. Let's hope our presence is enough to calm things down.
Hmm? Yeah, here we are. The blue house with the van outside.
Is that the child on the wall?
I think it is. Yeah, I remember her.
What is she? 9, 10? Right, I'll deal with the parents. Go and talk to her and record it, obviously.
Hi, Fallon.
Hi. Is Mum in?
Through the back.
I just need to run some ideas past her, you know, for Thursday.
There'll be a lot to do.
Yeah, but it's exciting. Oh, Tracy, I wanted to say thank you. A big thank you.
Stop right there. Of course you should stand in while your dad's away. I was wrong to ask.
No, you weren't.
You'll be fantastic.
Well, my chips don't compare to yours.
I won't disagree.
Could I have an orange juice, Tracy?
Hi, Lily. Coming right up.
I'll catch you later.
Righto. One orange juice.
I'd like something a lot stronger, but I'm revising. I just needed a change of scenery.
Oh, I keep telling Brad to do that. He's stuck in his room, heading a book. I don't know where he gets his brains from. It's certainly not me. Mm. There you are. That'll be £2.
Yeah. I bumped into Brad yesterday at the library, actually.
See? He never stops working. Oh, that's all good. Thanks, Lily. Mm-hmm. Can I just ask? Brad's doing all right at Grey Gables, isn't he?
Fine, I think. Though we don't seem to have been doing many of the same shifts lately. Why?
Oh, it's just, he's been a bit quiet, that's all. And I remember too well how some of the guests can get you down.
Maybe it's not that.
He's running himself ragged, keeping George's business going. But he seems all right to you.
Well, yes, I suppose.
Lily?
Starting at uni can be tricky.
The social side, you mean? He's made friends.
The social side, the work, it's all wrapped up together.
Has he said something?
No.
He can't be having trouble with the work. He's so clever.
Uni can take some adjusting to, though. It's a different world. I'm going to grab that seat in the window. Perfect place to read.
Of course. All right, love. Yeah, you do that.
Hello there. My name's Harrison. Do you mind if I sit with you just for a minute? What's your name? You can't talk to me, you know.
You can't. You're a pig.
Oh. I mean, I'm quite nice, really. Is that what your mum calls policemen?
Reese, Dad's.
Reese.
Mum's boyfriend.
So what's your name? I'd like to know. Will you tell me?
Scarlet.
Scarlet. Well, that's a good name. Can I sit down? Do you mind? So why are you out here? On this wall, then?
It's where I come.
Do you? Why?
When Rhys shouts.
Does Rhys shout a lot?
Yeah. The old woman downstairs called you, didn't she? Rhys hates her.
Does this happen a lot?
Yeah.
How often would you say? Do you feel safe at home, Scarlet? Where are you going?
I'm not allowed to talk to pigs.
Oh, go on. I'm Harrison.
I'm going home.
Well, I'd give it a minute, Scarlet. It's my boss is talking to your mum and dad.
He's not my dad.
Rhys, then. Sorry.
They'll be in bed now anyway.
Oh?
They shout. Then they go to bed and make friends again.
And is that when you come out here?
Yeah.
I bet you've got lots of friends, people you can talk to. A relative, maybe? Have you got any aunts or uncles or a grandma?
No.
I know someone really nice who'd like to talk to you. How would that be?
I'm not talking to the social. You can't make me.
It's okay, Scarlet. I'm not going to make you do anything. We're just chatting, right?
What are you reading? Something too clever for me, I bet.
Lagrange derivatives.
Oh, is it hard?
It's all hard, ma'am.
Of course.
Really hard.
Don't bite my head off, Brad, but... Is everything okay at uni? Brad? Oh, Brad, what is it?
I can't do it, Mum.
Oh, sweetheart. I'm sure that's not true.
You're not listening. You keep telling people how clever I am, but I'm not. I'm just not.
You so are, Brad. You so are.
I can't do it. I'm really struggling.
Why hadn't you said before?
Doesn't matter.
It does, Brad. Why?
I don't want to let you all down.
Oh, my boy. There is no way in the world that you could ever let me down.
You think?
Whatever you do and whatever you want is good enough for me. For all of us. And if me boasting about you has put you under any pressure, I'm really sorry.
It has. It does.
No, then I'll stop.
You won't be able to.
Well, then I'll do my best. Which is all I can do. And it's all you can do too. Your best.
I've had enough. I think I'm going to quit.
So what else did you get for Christmas then?
Gloves.
Gloves. Nice. What colour?
Rhys says they're purple. Mum says they're lilac.
Well, they sound lovely.
I wanted pink.
Ah, to go with your jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a chocolate orange too. And a kit for making necklaces and bracelets.
Oh, hang on, did you make that one? It's really pretty.
Thanks.
They're really nice beads, they're all sparkly. Hey, it suits you. Oh, look. Look, that's my boss coming over to see us.
She looks scary.
Oh, she isn't. She's dead nice, my boss. And that's my friend Sandy with her. She's a police officer too.
Hello, Scarlet. You can go back in the warm now. Your mum's waiting for you.
Don't want to.
It's all right. Rhys has gone to stay with a friend of his. He won't be back for a day or two. This lady will take you.
Sandy.
That's right. Should we go, Scarlet?
Okay. Bye, Harrison.
Bye now. Ta-ra. It was nice talking to you, Scarlet.
Oh, poor kid. Sitting out in the cold like this.
She shouldn't be going back in there, Mum. Little love, she needs protecting.
Oh, I don't disagree, but there's nothing more we can do for now.
All she got for Christmas was some clothes she needed and a bee kit from a pound shop.
Well, if money's tight.
Her stepdad smokes and drinks. They can afford that.
Sergeant.
I don't mean to judge. It's just... you know, it makes me so angry. They should be arrested.
On what grounds, Sergeant?
Oh, for crying out loud.
We'll file a domestic abuse report. We'll get a risk assessment done, make a referral to Children's Services.
We've done that before. I'd say that kid's alone and we're letting her down.
We're following procedure.
Well, procedure's not good enough.
There's no physical violence. Just shouting. It was in their flat, so it's not even a breach of the peace. We've done all we can do today.
That kid's at risk, and all we talk about is procedure. Oh, what's the point, Mum?
Sergeant.
Why do we even bother?
Sergeant, don't walk away from me. Sergeant Burns!
I made you some cheese on toast.
Thanks.
Chips for tea?
Yeah, whatever.
Brad.
Leave it, Mum.
I can't, love. I have to say this.
Please don't.
If you want to quit uni, I'll support you. There's nothing to be ashamed of.
Well, I don't want to be a wimp.
You're not that. Never that. Whatever you do, I will be proud of you. Just consider all the possibilities before you decide to leave.
I have.
I know I'm not much good at brain work, but...
Stop it, Mum.
But I've thought of something.
Mum?
We could get you a tutor, Brad. There's a whole load online. I looked.
We can't afford it.
We can. We will. I don't want you throwing in the towel before you're absolutely certain.
Mum. This is so good of you.
Oh, it's just what mums do. Will you think about it?
Yeah. But I don't want you spending money.
Who is it?
Lily.
Oh, that's good.
Hang on, has she been talking to you?
She might have dropped a hint, that's all.
Oh, she always sticks her nose in. Who else knows?
Nobody. Talk to her.
I'm not talking to her.
Then give me your phone.
Mum?
Brad's phone, hello?
Tracy, I was looking for Brad.
He's right here. Talk to her.
Brad?
Yes?
Did you get my text?
I haven't looked.
Everything okay?
Fine. Thanks, Mum.
All right. I'll leave you to your call.
Sorry about that.
It's fine. Look, I sent you a link. All the numbers for Felpisham Uni Student Support.
Thanks.
I know a couple of people who work there. They're lovely, so you might as well give it a go.
You talked to my mum, didn't you?
I dropped a hint.
Don't drop anything round my mum. She always picks it up and runs with it.
I didn't give her any details. You're not angry, are you?
No, I'm not angry.
Good. Because I meant it for the best.
I know. I don't really want to leave uni, I suppose. I'm just going to have to find a way to make it work, aren't I?
Come on.
Oh, hiya.
Hello. Oh, you look happy.
Oh, I've had a brilliant day. I'm so stoked about the ball.
Well, I could tell.
I've talked through all the menus with Dad. I think Mum's really up for my ideas for specials.
Good.
Things that look amazing but aren't that complicated. And better still, I can use the kitchen for my private work.
Oh, result.
Thanks to Tracy. I owe her a big drink. So it's all go for Thursday.
Thursday? Oh, I'm on a late Thursday. I might not be there.
Oh, I don't expect you to be. Are you okay?
Of course.
How was your day?
Absolutely fine.
You sure? You seem a bit quiet.
Oh, I'm knackered, that's all. Oh. No, my day was fine. Nothing out of the ordinary.
Yoga is more than just exercise. It's the spiritual practice that millions swear by. And in 2017, Miranda, a university tutor from London, joins a yoga school that promises profound transformation.
It felt a really safe and welcoming space. After the yoga classes, I felt amazing.
But soon, that calm, welcoming atmosphere leads to something far darker, a journey that leads to allegations of grooming, trafficking and exploitation across international borders.
I don't have my passport, I don't have my phone, I don't have my bank cards, I have nothing.
The passport being taken, the being in a house and not feeling like they can leave.
World of Secrets is where untold stories are unveiled and hidden realities are exposed. In this new series, we're confronting the dark side of the wellness industry, with the hope of a spiritual breakthrough, gives way to disturbing accusations.
You just get sucked in so gradually, and it's done so skillfully that you don't realise.
And it's like this secret that's there. I wanted to believe that, you know, that whatever they were doing, even if it seemed gross to me, was for some spiritual reason that I couldn't yet understand.
Revealing the hidden secrets of a global yoga network.
I feel that I have no other choice. The only thing I can do is to speak about this and to put my reputation and everything else on the line. I want truth and justice. And for other people to not be hurt, for things to be different in the future.
To bring it into the light and almost alchemize some of that evil stuff that went on and take back the power.
World of Secrets, Season 6, The Bad Guru. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.